A series of violent protests broke out in Nicaragua in the last week over a controversial Social Security reform. As WGCU's Rachel Iacovone reports, the media blackout there left some in the country reaching across borders virtually to spread the word.
A student at the Polytechnic University of Nicaragua, or UPOLI, was among the several hundred students protesting in the capital.
Media channels of the government are saying that there's nothing happening in UPOLI, but that's completely false.
The students barricaded themselves in at the campus over the weekend after the police response to the protest went from rubber bullets to real ones. When the student saw his classmate was talking to a friend in the United States, he used Facebook Messenger to send the friend an update. That friend was Owen Dykes.
It was pretty surreal, I guess. I was on my kitchen island at my house. You know, my parents were just like watching TV, and I was watching people that I know be attacked by the government.
Dykes is a student at Florida Southwestern State College in Fort Myers, more than 1,000 miles away. But he, like many FSW honors students, has traveled to Nicaragua's capital, Managua, more than once. He returned from his most recent trip just last month, and last week, FSW hosted UPOLI faculty and administrators to formally develop an exchange program. But now, this.
The police are entering, and they're firing with AK-47s. The students don't have any weapons. They only have homemade Molotov bombs.
The connection was lost before Dykes could even learn the name of this friend of a friend. He says he just has to assume he's okay, despite the latest reports saying more than 25 people have been killed, and another 100 are injured or missing. Across town from Dykes' school, a group of Florida Gulf Coast University students gathers hours after the U.S. Embassy pulled its staff from the country and the Department of State issued a Level 3 travel advisory to Nicaragua. By comparison, nearby Honduras, which has the world's highest murder rate per capita, is also at a Level 3.
All right. Hi, everyone. How are we today?
Good.
All right. That's good. So, has everybody been keeping up with their emails? Have they been getting the ones from the embassy? Have you been doing your research on Nicaragua? Does anybody know what's going on?
Lindsay Weiss is visibly nervous as she addresses the room of 27 of her peers. Most, she says, are self-proclaimed broke college students, like she is, and she's about to tell them they've spent at least $900 each on a relief trip that can no longer happen. They're with Global Brigades, the international nonprofit that uses volunteer university students to provide aid in developing nations. The FGCU Global Medical Brigades had planned to go to Nicaragua for the fifth time in the chapter's six-year history. But now, even more than the risks related to the civil unrest, there is the fact that the group's presence at a time like this would almost entirely go against the Global Brigade's mission.
Another important thing to think about is we would be utilizing resources for 30 people. 3 meals a day, clean water, electricity. So I don't want to use those resources for a country that is fighting for them. I don't believe that that's fair. When we are going to give our assistance, we would really be taking away.
The lack of resources is nothing new to Nicaragua, though. FSW professor Dr. Bruno Baltadano knows that better than anyone. The framed photos on his office walls are not the traditional family portraits. Some feature his ancestors fighting for a better Nicaragua in decades past. Others, like the image of a burning village in his home country, stay in your vision long after you look away.
The current situation that led to the protests is not really just about the Social Security law that passed. That was sort of like the drop of water that overflowed a big bucket of complaints.
One of the biggest complaints Nicaraguans have had in recent years, fittingly, involves water. President Daniel Ortega approved plans for an interoceanic canal to compete with nearby Panama. The project would cost an estimated $50 billion, at least. This while the country still relies on the aid of groups like Global Brigades to fill its healthcare needs. Rachel Walter is the advisor for the FGCU GMB. She's been to Nicaragua 4 times now, and each time, she says, the coordinator in Managua gives a tour that includes the artificial trees. President Ortega's wife, Rosario Morillo, loves trees, and as his vice president, she led a beautification project to erect tree-like structures in the medians of the capital. Walter says seeing the videos of those familiar metal limbs tumbling down spoke louder to her than any of the chants or sirens or gunfire.
The protesters hurling down these trees was really symbolic of, like, give me liberty or give me death kind of thing. Like, maybe that's a little dramatic, but that's pretty much how it was. It was very, very symbolic just to see, like, what the government of Nicaragua thinks is important versus what the people of Nicaragua think is important.
President Ortega's brother, General Humberto Ortega, agrees. The general once violently ousted a dictatorship alongside his brother in the Sandinista Revolution. But now, some 40 years later, he was the one to reach out to the Archbishop of Managua, urging him and the Catholic Church to lead peace talks before things got worse. From the Vatican, Pope Francis asked for an end to the violence, and President Ortega, the leader of a predominantly Catholic country, obliged. On Sunday, he reversed his plans for a social security reform. Humberto Ortega spoke with WGCU on Tuesday via WhatsApp due to the poor phone connections. When asked if he thought the protests would end, he said in Spanish, "The people are expressing their discontent with, particularly, the authoritarian style of governance and their rejection of the image of arrogance that comes to mind for most of the population when they think of Rosario Murillo." Much like the trees Murillo so loves, the roots of the civil unrest have burrowed deep into the foundation of Managua. And in spite of the media blackout, messages from inside a campus being stormed by militarized police have spread far beyond the country's borders. Rachel Iacovone, WGCU News, Fort Myers. Para leer esta noticia en español, visita el wgcunews.org.